Did anybody say avoid?
Oh yeah, definitely. They told me that, you know, this next step is more, you're not gonna have any strength and conditioning coaches calling you, telling you got to be here to work out. Right. You know, you're on your own, and it's up to me to put the work in and to get better. So they told me number one thing is I have to realize that, you know, I'm a man now, and you know, it's all on me whether I succeed or fail.
Is this next part fun? Or is it drudgery or a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both. I know it's going to be tough work getting ready for that combine. It's going to be a grind. But it's nothing, you know, I haven't done in my career. Sure. And it's nothing I'm not used to. So I'm excited for it. And I think it's going to definitely better me as a player. And I'm ready for the work.
When was the last time you were timed in the 40?
My junior year. U.S. Junior Army All-American Combine.
Junior year in high school.
Junior year in high school.
Do you remember what it was?
4.52.
So... do you have any idea what it'd be right now if you went out? If you came in here in the gym and ran
definitely don't know right now, but I can only imagine it'd be a lot faster.
People you've talked to about the draft, have they given you some idea where you can expect to go? I mean, do you have a feel for that?
I've heard a lot of different things. You know, not from players, from, you know, internet sites, from NFL petition. There's a lot of different things. It's ranging early, first, second, sometimes, and I've seen some stuff that had me going 4th-6. So, you know, like I said, I weighed out the pros and cons, and I know what risks I'm ahead of, and you know what things could happen, but you know I'm ready to take that risk, and I'm ready to make this step and prove myself at the combine.
I asked you about being a little kid and dreaming of this. When did you start thinking this is real? I mean, when
high school? I would say high school when I first seen my first 2-3 scholarship offers coming here, and I felt like coaches and the world are seeing my talents. They believe in me that I can go to the next level, and I felt like then that was the point in my life where I needed to make the adjustment and get serious about this football thing.
Who was the first one? Who was the first college?
First college offer.
Was it here or no?
Oh, it was no, it wasn't Illinois. It was Boston College.
Boston College. So
yeah.
You start thinking, Boston College wants me, maybe the NFL will want me?
Yeah, that's thinking real big as I was in high school. But I definitely thought, you know, Boston College wanted me. There's a lot of other, you know, D1 universities who will probably be looking into me, and that, you know, I got the talent to play at that level, and I feel like with a little work at that level, I can, exceed to the NFL.
When did you feel in college that the NFL was a real possibility? Was it early or was it later on?
Well, it was always something I wanted to do my freshman year, so of course I felt like I could play there. But I'll say late sophomore year, last 4 or 5 games of the season, I was able to showcase a little bit more my abilities and things that I can do with more carries and more opportunities.
Sure.
And that confidence and swagger carried on into the next season, and just putting that hard work in off season, in the spring and in the summer, better myself, and it prepared me for the season that I had this year.
Must be off.
It was definitely something that I thought about. It's something that people, emphasize a lot to me. And it's definitely been something I would have loved to do since I was a little boy. But at this point in my life, I feel like I said before, I've accomplished, everything I can at the University of Illinois. And I feel like this is the time for me to, go to the next step of my career. Like I said, I don't think I could come back and do too much besides win the Heisman. And with winning the Heisman, you got to rely on a lot of stuff. And I didn't really want to take that risk. I feel like I made the right decision, and I'm happy with my decision.
What's kind of a lifelong dream for you, and what's it like kind of fulfilling it?
Lifelong dream is definitely an understatement, man. This is big, big to me. And it feels real good to have finally, put myself in a position to make it to the next level and play in the NFL. And now the hard work kicks in.
You got to hire an agent at some point. Is that process started? And how do you've never done this before. How do you do it?
I think it's kind of like recruiting. You just got to, weigh your options out. Get as much information as you can, and have as many people that can help you as possible. And I feel like I did that. I'm still weighing my options out. I haven't, came to a conclusion as far as who I want to be with. But you'll see real here in the near soon.
And NFL, did the NFL evaluate you, and what did they tell you?
As far as
that draft possibilities, did you went through the you
petition? I petitioned. But I'm not for sure what they had. Because I didn't really get that. But like I said, I've heard so many different things. Like I said, 1st-2nd, 4th-6, even 7th round. So you know, it's going to be a lot of doubters, and, you know, a lot of people wanted me to come back, and a lot of people say things for me to come back, but like I said, I feel like I made the right decision, and I'm ready to get out.
As you heard people talk about, you know, the sixth round or the seventh round, did that make you think maybe a fourth year at Illinois would be a good thing? And was there something that could have kept you here another year?
I don't think that was a reason for me to stay. Like I said, everyone has their own opinion. Me personally, I feel like I can be the number one and number two back going into the draft, and with some hard work, and you know, that's the feeling that I went off of. So,
was there anything though that could have kept you here for another year?
As of right now, there's nothing that I could really say that would have kept me back. You know, I feel like I said, I feel like I've accomplished everything I can, and I feel like I went out with a bang, and I did a lot for my team. I got a bowl game under my belt and a win on top of that, and I helped the program as much as I could, so I feel like this is time for me to go.
Mark Ingram's coming out. I know, we know that. I think LaMichael James is going back. Do you watch that? Do you pay attention? Is that part of your process here in the next couple months, or can you not worry about what everybody else is doing?
Well, I've never been the type to, you know, look into the newspapers and the internet and, you know, follow up on guys as far as that extent. So, you know, it's never my thing. I think, you know, I do know my competition, and that's all I need to know. Now I just know I need to get after it and get better. And at the combine, you know, everything will be said there.